Welcome to Gold Star Classroom, the podcast where our panelists go back to school. We'll grade them on their answers to a variety of general knowledge and trivia questions. They don't know what we're going to ask, and we don't know what they're going to say. The student with the highest grade at the end of the class will win the coveted classroom prize, the Golden Banana. I'm your host and headmaster, Professor Jerry Jaffe. All right, welcome to today's episode of Gold Star Classroom. I am your host and headmaster, Dr. Jerry Jaffe, and it's my pleasure to introduce today's students. On my left is an actor and artist from Mentor, Ohio, Brandon Stroud.
Don't think inside the box. Don't think outside the box. Think there is no box.
Wow. And you get an A already for quoting cliches.
Thank you.
Sitting on my right is the author of the book, Memoirs of a Wingman, Steve Guy.
I don't have any fancy quotes like that. You can read my book and then get a quote.
So you're not giving them out for free?
No. The quotes are within. Well, I'm not going to quote somebody else.
Half of my class is based on me quoting somebody else. And the other half is based on you laughing appreciatively.
There you are.
Steve Guy gets a gold star.
I was always a brown noser.
And sitting directly across from me is a friend of mine and Cleveland comic, Mike Polk Jr.
Thank you so much for having me. Are you really a doctor, Jerry?
I am really a doctor.
I was not aware.
I am all fudded up.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
What's it in?
Theater.
Oh, okay.
Theater history. Acting.
That's got to open some doors, right? Oh, you're beating off the employers with a stick.
Who else would have a podcast like this?
I know, no. You're doing it, man. You are probably the most productive with this podcast. You're the most productive person with a philosophy, or I mean, with a doctorate in theater.
I am a theater doctor.
Yeah.
If a play anywhere around town is dying,
yeah,
my beeper goes off.
Here you go.
Sometimes I can save him, sometimes I can't.
By the way, he's used that line at Christmas parties and stuff before. That's not a fresh one, I can tell.
I can't say you're wrong, sadly.
That's all right.
I cannot say you're wrong.
Boy, you got a lot of papers over there. This is a really, I got to tell you, I've been on a lot of podcasts. I really have.
Right.
Yeah,
yes.
Always unwillingly.
Mike Polk Jr.
It's never been my idea. But I've been on a lot of podcasts, and this is the most complicated, rule-heavy podcast I've ever been on. And I get it. I mean, like, you're a teacher.
Yes.
And that's like the whole theme and everything. But like, I mean, we're not allowed to put our glasses on the table. We're not allowed to talk on top of each other. You know that no one's listening to these, right? I mean, no one's... Everyone's got podcasts.
Right.
I've had one. Nobody listens to them.
How many hits did your podcast get?
I think 8, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah.
But that was
just me just seeing if it was working.
This podcast has 550 hits.
Oh, my gosh.
And only half of those are me seeing if they're working.
That's fantastic.
Thank you.
That's really great.
Mike, you didn't raise your hand.
I'm sorry, I should have.
He lost points for that.
I just lost a point.
He's the class clown.
I'm just vying for that penmanship badge.
During this class... I'm going to be asking you questions across the breadth and depth of human knowledge and grading your answers.
What a fun thing to do while half drunk.
That's a lot of big words thrown out already.
This will be a blast.
Ian, here's your first quiz question.
Does this go to all of us or individually?
This is to the class.
Okay, so we have to raise our hand if we know it.
So speed counts if that's what you're asking.
Okay. Does this guy with the scarf know, has he seen all these already?
He's
your friend, right?
He is a very good friend of mine.
I'm privy to the dynamic of the
are you allowed to answer?
I just look like I know the answer.
Okay, all right.
That's what the glasses
he are
for.
He hasn't heard these questions is all I'm asking.
Beard, scarf, glasses. Check.
Brandon is the only student in class today with glasses, which automatically puts him to the head of the class.
Yeah. Okay. We have glasses, we just didn't wear them.
Oh, that's... See, you made a mistake right there. -5 points.
Would we have known?
Trying to fit in with the jocks.
In 1859, you could have found an advertisement which described a product as the greatest necessity of the age. 1859, the greatest necessity of the age.
Yeah, well, I'd like to go right now. Beard.
Beard?
Yeah.
Facial hair?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Brandon?
And or a product that would enhance the health of growing a healthy beard.
He took mine, but now, since he took it, I will guess wood.
Wood? Wood?
1859?
Yeah.
Steve, what do you think?
Lumber.
We have beard, wood.
Can I take mine back? Smallpox vaccine.
I like the way you think, Mike, but I do not believe the smallpox vaccine had been invented.
Okay, well, I'll stick with wood.
Okay. Steven.
I was thinking some sort of medicine, too, but maybe it's just, like, coffee. I don't know.
I will tell you this. Another ad for the same product warned against the perils of toxic materials on sensitive body parts. And if I give you one other clue...
Is that a condom?
This... Ooh, I like the way you think, but no.
Oh.
This product was...
That was a really creepy way that you just said yeah. that. You know that, right?
That was. All right.
I don't mind.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's a privilege of being the teacher.
Put some reverb on it and post. It's going to be even creepier.
That's my engineer, Steve, does all of that, so...
Good luck, Steve.
Note for Steve.
Different Steve, not me.
No, different Steve. This was for an invention that was only a registered invention in 1857.
Right, it was an aloe to produce a beard for those who could not do so.
So, give me the second fact again.
The first ad said, the greatest necessity of the age, and another ad warned against the perils of using toxic... on sensitive body parts.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And this is describing a newly invented product. One, I might add, which all of you not only use today, but probably take for granted.
I will guess...
you know I use...
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
No, what?
I'll say deodorant.
Deodorant.
Hmm. Interesting, yeah. Well...
What do you think, Brandon?
Maybe a type of toothpaste.
Toothpaste, deodorant. Oh, so we're getting into hygiene.
How about just soap in general?
Soap. That invention of 1859.
People were starting to get
clean.
People
were dirtier.
People starting to get clean because they were dirtier
uh-huh.
in 1857.
Could you just tell us the goddamn answer?
Yeah.
We give up. You win. Do we have to keep doing this and playing this game?
What is the top hat? I don't know.
I'm fine with it.
I am not smarter than a college professor.
No, that's fine. That's fine. I am not smarter than a college professor.
With a doctorate on top of that.
The problem is with this whole podcast is that you assume that I might have some kind of pride. I don't give a shit. What's the answer, Jerry?
In 1857, a man called Joseph Gaiety.
Oh, never mind. No, go ahead.
Invented toilet paper.
Hey! Let's move on.
Oh, no.
But you said added.
I am not done talking about toilet paper.
I just bought a new pack last week.
You said added to the body. You made it sound... I feel like the wording was misleading.
Well, I didn't write the advertisement. I just read it to you.
I feel like the advertisement was misleading.
When you bought that toilet paper today, Steve, do you have any idea how much toilet paper is sold in a year in the United States?
Come on, Steve. We were just talking about this on the way here.
It's funny because we were.
Uh-huh.
Because Mike has Crohn's, so you know we were discussing,
sure.
And we were like, hey, remember
so
that
So you're driving
time?
Up the average.
Yeah, and I go to Sam's Club to get mine.
Yeah.
Yes.
So,
yes.
And I was like, that's crazy because I just had one roll left the other day.
And what
day,
was the number and, you came up with?
It was like 113 million.
I said enough toilet paper to go around the earth twice. That was my guess.
It probably is and more.
Mm-hmm.
I think it would go in excess of twice.
Yeah.
I have two different figures. One is how much money is spent on toilet paper in America.
Yeah.
And the second is what's the average use of rolls per person.
Now, what if we don't care about either answer?
Then you're not going to get a very good grade.
Oh, son of a gun.
This is just like school. I don't care about anything.
Do you want now or from 1859s?
This would be in the 2000s, yes.
I feel like a multiple choice format would be really helpful here because just asking people how much money... I mean, you understand your questioning is flawed.
Yes.
I waited until the very last roll to buy new toilet paper last week, and there was a girl that came over to visit me, and I was like, oh, man,
yeah,
I didn't go out and buy more. Mm-hmm. What is there?
That's what coffee filters are for.
I hope I don't have to number two because she's a girl, and she's definitely going to have to use it.
If I go to someone's house for the first time, I should say apartment because it's usually an apartment,
right?
And they have no toilet paper,
yeah.
I never go back to that person's apartment again.
What a loss for them.
Yes.
Jerry.
Yeah. Oh, darn. Jerry's not going to come over with all his questions anymore.
I wish Jerry had come over and shit again.
Yeah.
What did we do? Sorry, you got to bleep that. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, to bleep or not to bleep, that is Steve, not Steve Guy's decision.
Mm-hmm.
Is it 2.4 million, 2.4 billion, or $2.4 trillion?
See, now we're talking business.
Yes.
Because now you've given us just saying, like, how much money? Do you understand how pretentious that is?
Pretty
how
much.
How pompous? What would you say if you had never seen those facts, and I said to you, how much money? What's up, dumbasses? You don't know how much money people spend on toilet paper every year in America? What a jerk you are.
This is the world.
No,
America.
Oh,
that's an important...
Mike is right. Steve is wrong.
Oh, What was C?
We'll each take a different letter without hearing your answer.
No, but mine has a strategy because
you say A, B, or C?
Well, it's America, so the highest one. You said not billion. What was
it? Was 2.4 million, billion, or trillion?
Oh, right, he'll take trillion.
Oh, yeah, I'll take billion, and he'll take million. Oh, Steve will take million. I will take
billion. I'm taking trillion.
Do you accede to his proposition that you have to take the million answer?
We took Mike's card.
We can swap. if you want, we can swap. Do you want? What do you want?
The answer is 2.4 billion.
Wow!
So a gold star for Michael Polk.
Thank you so much. Is this over?
No.
Okay, never mind. Let's play some more. I'm just kidding.
Because I have more toilet paper related questions.
Oh, thank God! How many times have I heard that today?
This is the first time you've heard that today. If modern day toilet paper was invented in 1857 by John Gayety, that's a real name, by the way.
Uh huh.
What were people using for the thousands of years before that invention? To my students, Michael Polk.
I will say, and I'm not, this sounds like a joke, but I will say your hand.
We have on the table Mike's hand. See, Brandon?
Yeah, I mean, I was thinking hand too, but then you also, people had laundry, so I'm thinking just like a cloth, and then you actually had to wash it. Or leaves, I guess, always a good answer.
Leaves are always good. I think I'm just going to go, like the loofah, I'm going to go water. I was going to say they cleaned it with water.
Just water. Bidet style.
Yeah.
In this case, Michael and Brandon and Steve, you are all correct. Because there were many, many things that people used in different societies and different centuries.
And the things
that you listed are all on that list.
Making this game even more pointless.
Well, you said things we listed were on that list in 1859. The basic materials, water, hand.
So we all said the right thing.
Is a cat on that list? Just whatever you can find and grab?
Mm-hmm. Cat skin, but not a living cat.
Okay.
It's weird.
All right.
It's even worse than a living cat.
In ancient Rome, Brandon, they did use a stick with a cloth on it, or a sponge.
I don't know why that was directed to me.
Because that's you like said a loofah.
Oh, yeah, right. Well, you said
close
so
enough.
You get 10 bonus points for saying loofah, and minus 20 points for not knowing what one was.
Yes, but I guess the stick adds an added element of surprise to the...
Yeah,
you know.
Right.
No one's adding this up, right?
I'm adding up your grades, and this class reminds me of what the great Mark Twain once said.
Oh, boy.
I've never let my schooling interfere with my education.
Mm-hmm.
You guys all...
He was a curmudgeon, wasn't he?
He was a curmudgeon.
Never wiped my butt with my hand, Mark Twain.
That was him.
Uh-huh. That
and
wit.
Ambrose Bierce, they both said it the same time.
That wit.
My grandma thinks I'm going to be the next Mark Twain. She doesn't even know I wrote a book.
Yeah.
You've got red hair.
She just assumes I'm going to do great things with my life.
That poor woman.
Yeah.
We're going to move from science, technology, and inventions, and history, to popular culture.
I just don't think there's much technology in toilet paper.
Well, that's where your assumption is wrong.
Yeah.
Well, let's just move on from it.
Just let's hear some Beyonce questions. That's why we're here.
Okay, speaking of Beyonce questions, as we know, when people talk about number one single or top 10 single, mm-hmm. what is officially being referred to is the Billboard Hot 100 list.
Sure.
Which is published by Billboard Magazine. Do you know when the first Hot 100 list was produced? Year, approximately?
The Billboard?
The top 100 list, because actually Billboard magazine is much, much older. It's one of the oldest trade magazines.
Right. I will say 1959.
That's
my guess.
Is it going to be any top 100 list?
No, it's the first Billboard Hot 100
so the
of
first
singles.
Billboard top 100 list.
Of singles.
There's nothing to think about, guys.
We
it
have
doesn't
59.
Just make it up.
1941.
41.
1963.
All right.
Mike Polk Jr.,
crap.
Gets a gold star.
I was totally going to say that.
For being 1 year off.
Nice.
1958
there
was
go.
The first time Billboard magazine released a number one single.
Jerry,
Hot
Professor
100.
Jerry?
Yes,
may
Mr.
I ask
Cole?
What the number one song was, the first number one song? Do you have that information?
Was it Bobby Darin?
I do have that information,
okay.
Mr. Polk.
You're going to do a follow-up question, aren't you? You jerk.
I would like to know if anyone can guess what that first, very first number one single was. It was not Bobby Darin.
Buddy Holly.
It was not Buddy Holly.
I'll say Jerry Lee Lewis, Great Balls of Fire.
Great song, but not the first number one single.
Well, I don't know. I might be off, but I guess I'll say Elvis.
Keep guessing.
One more.
Big Bopper.
I was going to say the same thing. Yeah. Rock Around the Clock.
Big Bopper and Rock Around the Clock. Ricky Nelson, August 4th, 1958. Poor Little Fool.
Ricky Nelson, that ever, son of a gun.
Mm-hmm. First ever. When they create the rankings, they use indicators, and over the decades that changes sometimes, like mm-hmm. new inventions, new technologies.
Yeah.
But in the 40s and 50s, there were three basic indicators that would get you onto like the top 100 list.
Mm-hmm. Jerry, I have a ranking system of girls, and I also use an indicator.
Okay. Is your indicator the same as Billboard's?
Nope, definitely not.
It might be. Don't rule it out.
Nope, it's an innuendo. I'm just trying to keep it PG for your show.
I would say...
But the girls you date could also be the most played in jukeboxes.
Jerry, what are the three indicators of the Billboard system?
Radio airplay.
Most played by jockeys, radio airplay. That is correct, sir.
There you go.
And I already said most played in jukeboxes, so mm-hmm. that's two of them.
Yeah.
The third...
Oh, most bought.
Most bought.
Nice!
For getting two out of the three and dating the third... Yeah. Steve Guy gets an A.
Nice.
There you go.
You earned that.
Wait, how come everybody else got points and I got a letter?
Mm-hmm.
Because everybody knows
this rating system is flawed.
I think I got a merit badge at one point.
You got a gold star.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
And a Boy Scout badge.
This system's a mess.
A very complicated algorithm to calculate.
Right.
I'm using abacuses. I'm doing stuff over there you can't even see.
I'm wearing a sash that says mayor right now for some reason. That's how messed up his system is.
Professor, that would be abacai.
Yeah,
for
thank
plural
you.
Abacus.
Minus 10 points for correcting the teacher.
There. He was fishing.
Speaking of Elvis Presley, he is tied for having the second most number one singles. Who has the most number one singles, according to Billboard's Hot 100?
I do
Elvis
this.
Was tied for second.
Mm-hmm. I'd have to say.
With Mariah Carey, I might add.
Yeah, she was second.
I'm jumping.
She's up there.
Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson is next after Mariah Carey.
It's not Michael Jackson.
With 13. By the
somebody
way,
really
Elvis and Mariah Carey both
somebody
had 18.
Really ridiculous that shouldn't.
Yeah.
It's not the Beatles.
Steve, engineer some sound effects of crickets chirping as we all stare at Steve for saying the correct answer and insisting it's not.
Hey-o!
It's the Beatles.
The Beatles had 20 number one singles.
Congratulations, Steve.
The rest of the list sucks, so we'll skip it.
I'm really good with the music stuff.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're crushing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks to Steve crushing it. While discussing music, although doubting himself, he currently has the highest grade in class. So if you, Mike Polk, or you, Brandon Stroud, have any hope of winning the Golden Banana, you're going to have to do better on this, our third and final quiz question.
Jerry, can I recommend that we institute some sort of an option where the three of us fight to the death? Because I really think I could take these guys.
I'm sure you could take these guys.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I've seen Brandon naked,
yeah.
So there's no chance.
That's like a whole different podcast.
This is supposed to be PG.
See, well, now, he's a doctor. Well, doctors see their patients.
All of a sudden, this podcast just had almost became interesting. Yeah.
Don't worry, we stopped it before it did. We brought it back over here.
It's a rhythmic slap, slap, slapping.
This is, I have found in my 20-plus years of teaching college classes and doing podcasts, that the topic which most challenges students is geography.
Mm.
And I'm about to ask you a geography slash history question.
Okay. And those are two different things, Jerry.
Wait till you hear the question and you'll see why I'm the teacher.
All right.
What is the oldest country in the world? Ponder that.
It's very
ponder
good.
Ponder that.
Oh, man.
So you see, it is both history and geography rolled into one tasty burrito of questions.
Yeah. No, that's very good.
Huh. Is it Mongolia?
Mongolia. Before I say anything, anyone else want to hazard a guess or think they know?
The lost city of Atlantis.
That's a city.
Not bad.
Not a
which
country.
Was in a country of Atlantia.
Boy, that's tough. It really is.
Oh, crud. I got another one.
Well, I don't want you to do two before they've
no,
had a chance.
Yeah, that's
to do
fine.
One.
I'm not just going to fucking throw out
Thailand.
I will go. It's tough.
It is tough. I want to say, but you know it's going to be something that's still
it's something,
dirty.
I would think it would be something weird or else he wouldn't ask this question. I would think it would be a curveball.
Big or small, though, that's the question.
Yeah, that's tough.
I should say Sri Lanka just because it's fun.
I'm going to say Montana.
Montana? I like
that's my final answer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Man.
Steve, you had another answer you wanted to put out there?
Egypt? I don't know.
Okay. Well, Egypt brings up an important question, which is what to do with ancient civilizations for which there are currently countries that have the same name. Because modern Egypt, the country, is not the same as the ancient Egyptian civilization that, like,
okay, so, yeah.
Jewish
that adds a whole level. No, you're right. That's tricky. Yeah. So what you're saying is this is a country
that
exists
today.
It's called something else.
No, it's a country that exists today,
uh-huh.
and going back to its founding, has a continuous history as that country.
It still has that name.
Greece.
More or less, but yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Greece?
Yeah.
Greece, like Egypt, is another country that the modern country is not the same as the ancient civilization.
Greece. Jordan. I don't know.
So
You said Mongolia, and you said Atlantis, but then you said something else.
No, I said Thailand.
Thailand.
Yeah.
It is probably intelligent guessing to go with the so-called Orient, the Far East.
Mm-hmm.
I will say there are, when geographers and historians argue this point, there's three countries that get mentioned in competition.
Okay.
And two of the three are in the Far East.
How about Palestine?
No, Palestine is one of the youngest countries in the world, actually. Not even considered a country by some quarters.
Iran.
Well, never mind.
Where? That wasn't always Iran, was it?
Well, Iran is a modern country based on the Persian Empire.
Yeah.
So, again, Iran is not that old of a country, actually.
Huh.
But we're talking about the areas that they were in. Or are we talking about the actual names of the
places?
We're
talking about the actual countries.
Okay, so this is the name of the country that's been consistent throughout.
From its foundation to today, it's been a country.
Okay, and it's always been considered a country, and it's not like just the area that that's in.
Correct. And there are three that are mentioned, but two of which are in the Far East.
It's a personal
battle. Why don't you... can we put some wacky sound effects right now? Like, I'm talking to Steve right now. Steve, buddy, this is where we could really use a slide whistle. Why don't you give us, like, one other thing, maybe base, I don't know.
Yeah.
Give us one other, I mean, we know we're in the, you're saying we're in the, you've narrowed it down to Asia, and which is really not helpful.
We get it,
well,
Jerry,
you've said that it's an Asian woman.
I mean,
and like, you've said that it's a country.
And what country is that Asian woman from?
I forget.
She's from Japan.
Japan.
That is one of the three possible answers. Japan. Point goes to Brandon Stroud. I said there were three countries that geographers...
Yeah, okay.
China. Were supposed to be fishing.
And China.
Okay.
That's the two Asian candidates for the oldest country in the world.
Right.
Well, they are both...
what's the third? It's not Asian?
The third one
is India?
No, it's a small country in Europe.
It makes sense. They're
which flat. None of us is ever... No one's ever going to say.
Okay, so let's just say it then. Let's stop wasting our time. What's the...
Is it Liechtenstein?
What's the small European country?
San Marino.
Oh, God damn it. Jerry, here's how you... Let me tell you how to host a show.
Okay.
This is why I wanted
San
you
Marino
here.
San Marino
is the quarterback of the Dolphins.
I understand, but what you say is... You say...
Well, how should I say it?
All right, here's what you say. You say there are three old countries, all right?
Okay.
And you say they're out of the three oldest. I'm going to give you one of them. Because there's no way that any of you are going to say it or have probably heard of it. And that one is San Marino.
Okay.
Is that all right?
Yes.
And then you say, now go.
Okay.
Okay, so for
now,
future reference.
I like your approach to hosting,
mm-hmm.
but pedagogically, I like to think
what?
More.
Did you just say that?
How?
Did you just say I touch children?
Yeah.
Because I do not anymore.
I had to ride back home with him.
I do not, nor have I ever.
Creeped out.
In fact, fraternizing with your students is highly discouraged.
Right.
Both where I work and in this podcast.
Uh-huh.
Not to TMZ. They love it.
That must be rough on the girls in your class, Jer. Oh, they got to be kicking themselves.
None of them have agreed to be on this podcast yet.
How strange.
He's seen me naked, but I'm not officially a student.
Right, so we're good.
Well, we were in a play together, so...
No.
Dot, dot, dot.
Gotcha.
We, you know...
You played together.
Your own
you theater folk.
Exactly. All right. This brings us to the part of the class where I calculate your final grades.
Wow.
But it's going to take a while?
Before I do so, I'm going to give you each one more chance to earn some extra credit.
Awesome.
Or should I say credit of any form at this point?
Mm-hmm.
So we just throw out facts? This is great because I drink a Snapple today.
All right. Then we'll start with you, Steve. What's your Snapple fact of the day?
An eagle has approximately 7,000 feathers. Boom.
Nice.
Beat that.
Nice.
You didn't even know that, doctor.
Maybe I did and maybe I didn't, but you'll never know.
No.
It's pretty good.
That's
pretty good.
I told you, drink Snapple. You just learn random
things. I'll go next. Giraffes have black tongues, but I don't hold it against them.
No. Nor should you. We welcome all colored tongues in this classroom.
Absolutely.
I once had a phone conversation for an hour with the astrophysicist Neil deGrasse Tyson, and I learned a lot.
Wow. Nobody knows who that is, nerd.
That is more... Funnily, I was about to say that was name-dropping, not a fact.
Well,
but apparently it's not name-dropping.
Well, nobody that knows. Was just the nerdiest name-drop
yeah. you have all time. No points.
Yeah, he's throwing haymakers right now.
Whatever good. He can get at this point. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that just leaves it for me, Dr. Jerry Jaffe, to announce the winner of today's Classroom Prize, the Golden Banana.
Love throwing that doctor out there.
Is there like a $20 gift certificate to this place or anything? Or?
Nope.
No, golden banana is actually a thing.
Is it a metaphorical golden banana, or do we actually get a physical thing we get to take home?
We would like our listeners at home to imagine a real physical thing that you get to take
There's
home.
There's nothing real. This is all for naught. People, you've been deceived.
I would not have played this game so hard if I realized it was fake.
I know. Listen, Jerry Jaffe's mom. This whole thing's nonsense.
Start over. Take me out of your land of make-believe, Dr. Peter Pan.
I'm sorry to hear you say that, young man, because you almost won yourself a golden banana.
Oh!
And now you are out of the running.
You talked your way out of it, man.
And, Mommy, I love you, and mm-hmm. there's no way that mean Mike Polk is getting the golden banana. So that leaves you, Brandon Stroud, the winner of today's
Golden
Banana Prize.
Oh, he deserves it. Thank you.
He deserves it.
Thank you.
Wow. And I insist that you call your friend Neil deGrasse Tyson back and tell him how you won this golden banana.
Oh, I will. He'll have a lot of questions too, you know. I had more questions the first time we talked, but he'll have a lot more.
Ask him if he knows when toilet paper was invented.
You only won because he's trying to score points with Neil deGrasse. God says it.
Yeah. Well, we'll get him on here next time.
The only scientist names I know are all on the Big Bang Theory, and they're not real.
And that leaves it for me, your host and headmaster, to thank you, Brandon,
thank you,
Mike, and you, Steve, for coming to today's class, today's episode of Gold Star Classroom. I'm Jerry Jaffe. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, thank you very you. Much. We did it. We did it. Woo!
Gold Star Classroom is written and produced by Jerry Jaffe. Our producer and engineer is Stephen Gutierrez. Original music composed and produced by Jeff Gettert. Mr. Gettert is also our assistant producer. All commentary and opinions expressed by guests of Gold Star Classroom are meant for entertainment purposes only. For Gold Star Classroom, I'm Jerry Jaffe.